From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Iraqi TV reporter who threw his shoes at President Bush last year has been freed from prison. Muntahar al-Zaidi served 9 months for assaulting a visiting head of state. Then President Bush had to duck during a news conference in Baghdad when Zaidi hurled his shoes. He said today he was upset by what he called the oppression and humiliation of Iraqis under U.S. occupation. NPR's Quill Lawrence is in Baghdad. He reports Zaidi claims he was tortured during the first days in custody.
He said he was terribly mistreated in prison, and he actually made a specific criticism of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He said that just even as Prime Minister Maliki was calling him in prison to say that he was losing sleep worrying about al-Zaidi's condition, al-Zaidi said he was being tortured in the most terrible ways at the same time.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Baghdad. The Obama administration has submitted court briefs arguing against letting detainees at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan challenge their imprisonment. The administration says holding people in an active war zone is different from holding people at Guantanamo Bay. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Supreme Court has said Guantanamo detainees can challenge their imprisonment, but there are only about 200 men at Guantanamo, and there are three times that many at Bagram. The justices have said nothing about them. Some of the men at Bagram have been locked up for 6 years. Four detainees challenged their imprisonment. They said their situation was identical to that of the Guantanamo detainees. A judge partially agreed and opened the courthouse doors to three of the men who were picked up outside Afghanistan and brought to Bagram. Now the Obama administration wants an appeals court to overturn that ruling. Like the Bush administration before, the Obama Justice Department is arguing that giving court access to detainees at Bagram would present serious threats to the national interest. That's a disappointment to human rights groups who have taken to calling Bagram the new Gitmo. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
In about an hour and a half, the Commerce Department is expected to release its latest figures on retail sales. Ellen Davis is with the National Retail Federation. She says sales have been slow, but she expects to see some improvement.
Retailers have been prepared for a slow year, and they've seen as much. Right now, retailers are trying to bounce back from a sluggish back-to-school season and have their sights solely set on the holidays.
Also this morning, the Commerce Department will provide information on business inventories in July, and the Labor Department will report on inflation at the wholesale level, the Producer Price Index. President Obama is expected to say the economy is on the mend when he meets this morning with auto workers in Ohio. He's going to a General Motors assembly plant near Youngstown that has added a second production line recently. The Cash for Clunkers program has increased demand for cars. Later, he'll address the AFL-CIO convention in Pittsburgh. This is NPR News. Most Asian stocks inched up today. Markets in South Korea and Taiwan closed at 14-month highs. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average gained 15 points to 10,217 after falling yesterday. The broader topics index slipped 0.2% to 932. Actor Patrick Swayze has died after a nearly 2-year battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 57. Swayze had a list of notable big screen and television credits, but it was his performance in the 1987 film Dirty Dancing that made him famous. Jesse Baker reports.
We've seen him as a bank robber, a cross-dresser, and a lovesick ghost. But Patrick Swayze will forever be embedded in our minds as Johnny Castle, the leather jacket-wearing bad boy dance instructor.
Every time of my life, no, I never felt like this before.
Who quite literally swept actress Jennifer Grey off her feet in the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing. Swayze gave the film's audience the time of their life, and embedded forever one line onto the lips and into the hearts of teenage girls across the globe.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Patrick Swayze invoked the inner dancer in many of his acting roles. He carried himself with grace and the poise of a classically trained dancer, both on and off the film set. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker in New York.
Former White House Press Secretary Jody Powell died yesterday. He was 65. A close friend said he died of a heart attack at his home in Maryland. Powell was a member of the so-called Georgia Mafia, who came to Washington with the presidency of Jimmy Carter. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.